KMFM.
You were discovered through YouTube. How did that happen? Because obviously you've got like millions of people on YouTube just like doing their own thing.
Right,
so it must be almost impossible to break through.
Sure.
But you did it. How did, what was the story there?
So I kind of started putting covers and originals up when I was 12, the same year I learned to play guitar. And I was just putting my favourite songs up and just playing covers of them. And it was fairly just innocent and honest. And I continued to do that. And then when I was 15, I did a cover of someone called John Mayer, who's quite big in the US. Yeah. And my manager, who lived in California, he found this cover and he, you know, he loved what he saw and he looked at the other videos and reached out to me. But I didn't use email at the time, so he really reached out to my dad. and he ended up becoming my manager and helping me get my kind of foot in the door of the industry, meeting with labels and publishers and things like that. And then whilst I was out in the States, Shawn Mendes had also been watching my YouTube kind of videos, and he reached out, and then I met with him. I played for his label. I ended up signing with that label. So that's kind of how YouTube helped me.
Because it's mad, because Shawn Mendes is massive at the moment, all around the world. You were just on tour with him,
indeed,
weren't you?
Indeed.
So where did you go?
We did Europe. We did 10 countries in Europe. And then we just finished the American leg, which was, I think it was 26 shows in, 25 states or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. I've been treating it as my gap year because all my friends are just kind of going on their gap years before uni now. And I didn't really have time to do that. So I just mentally got in the space.
So mentally, that's your gap year. What are you meant to do on a gap year, though? What are the really cliche things?
Well, maybe, you go and get drunk in
rediscover yourself.
Well, maybe you complain about going to uni the year after, and I didn't really have to do that, so I had a good gap year.
It sounds perfect as well.
Gap tour.
And I presume you got paid for your gap tour as well.
Yeah, a little bit,
which is always a bonus instead of like calls to mum and dad when
course,
you're in the middle of your gap year.
Can you put some more money in my account, please?
Like, mum, I want to go on a boat trip, but I've ran out of money because I spent it all the night before.
Right. Well, there was a bit of that too, but
to be fair, it looks like you've picked the best bits of a gap year.
Cheers.
Because nobody wants the bits where they're calling up their mum and she's like, oh, tell me about everything you did, what you spent your money on.
Right,
I don't want that.
Right, see on the bank kind of statement.
Exactly. Shawn Mendes, his fans are, that was similar to you, wasn't it? Where it was all built up quite a lot on social media.
Yeah. So Shawn kind of got discovered on Vine and for me it was YouTube, and his fans, just in terms of shows, were perfect for me because they get to the show very early, they do their homework, and it means that by the time I go on, the place is nearly full and they already know a bunch of my songs. So it's really all I could ask for as the support act of the tour is to have fans like that.
What's the maddest thing that happened on tour? Because on a world tour, something mad must have
happened. The maddest thing.
Obviously radio friendly.
Yes, yeah.
Because it was your gap year, so we can understand that some things are meant for
it
radio.
It was my gap tour. There wasn't a ton of crazy things, just because we didn't get a ton of off days. I mean, it was literally like you play the show, you get on a bus, you wake up the next day and play another show in a different place. And that was very cool to me. Just staying on a tour bus was probably mad to me because that had been a dream of mine for 8 years.
What was it like? Because nobody normally ever gets to see the inside of a tour bus.
That's true. Well, I kind of started on a different bus to Shawn, on like a smaller bus to Shawn with a smaller crew on it. And, you have your bunk, and surprisingly, it's very comfortable. Like, you're kind of in a coffin. You're all in these little coffins with curtains. And I was on the bottom layer. There's like three layers of beds. Mm. I was on the bottom, which is apparently a bad thing because I was right next to the rumble of the engine of the bus,
so like a
it's like a like all the time. But I found it very therapeutic and soothing, so I fell asleep to this hum, if you like.
That's
of the engine.
A bit weird, though.
It was weird, like, but you know, there's we every time we stopped at like for petrol, we'd buy three more movies that we could watch, and
yeah,
I watched a lot of old horror actually.
But it's well expensive DVDs at like service stations.
Oh,
they?
No, not in America. But you could get 10 CDs for $3 or something at some of these, but the bad CDs though, DVDs rather.
That's the thing. You go to like a service station in the UK and you get an album that's like 15 years old.
Yes.
And it's still on their chart. At number 33.
Yes, that is so true.
And you're like, I'd happily spend £17. On this album by like an original Craig David album that's somehow still fourth in the world.
Yes, no, very different in America. So and then eventually I moved on to Shawn's bus just because, you know, we became good friends, and then that was a bigger bus and there was nicer things on that bus.
What's on Shawn Mendes's bus?
I mean, there's lots of snacks, cheese strings, Activia yogurt. So I found myself snacking a lot more on that bus. Also, he had kind of, you know, Nintendo DS's, so we played a lot of Mario Kart.
So it's got everything.
Kind kind of, it had not, it didn't have everything, but it had more.
Well,
than my
all
first
you need
bus.
Is Mario Kart and cheese strings.
Yes, you know, that's a good, that's a very nice combination.
It's a good gap year.
Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better on KMFM, taken from his number one album, Illuminate, his second album, available to download now. You're listening to Glenn Scott, and chatting on the hit list tonight is Shawn Mendes' tour buddy, James TW.
KMFM.
Did you ever have MySpace?
I didn't. I was it was just a bit before my kind of early teenage years, actually.
Okay, but did you ever do, I think it did it on Facebook as well, Bebo as well, but I don't think many people use Bebo.
I didn't.
I never used Bebo.
I think I've missed out. It sounds like I've missed out on a
There were these quizzes that went around where it was called the Playlist Shuffle Game.
Understood.
Which is where you'd have a bunch of situations, yes. Like this song describes your love's life, this you'll play this song on your wedding day, this song will play at your funeral,
okay,
all of these. So what you do, at the time it was an iPod,
yes,
but you'd plug it in,
mm-hmm.
and you'd put the songs on shuffle, and each song title will be related to that situation.
Understood.
So if it says this song describes your love life, I could play your When You Love Somebody.
Okay.
And that, if that, that came
would
up
be
on
a
shuffle,
bad
that
one. That would be a bad one to describe my love
great,
life.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. That's where this game goes one of two ways. It either just doesn't work at all.
Oh, I see.
And it's either like, why doesn't this work?
Yes.
And it's like, nothing ever matches. Or it works.
Perfectly.
Creepily brilliantly.
I like it.
Can we play?
We can play.
Okay, so your phone is plugged in. Let's get a test song first. If you just put the first one on shuffle.
Yes. Bit of Sam Henshaw, everyone.
Okay, so what's the title of this song?
Only Wanna Be With You. This
Only
is a very romantic
you.
Song.
Okay, so we're going to do the first one.
Yes.
This song describes your love life.
Oh, this is a bad one. So this is actually one of Sean's songs.
Okay.
And it's about trying to break up with someone.
Okay, what's the name of the title?
Three Empty Words. So I do not want that to be my love life.
This song describes your love life.
Sorry,
three
Sean.
Empty words.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not good.
This next one, you'll play this song on your wedding day.
This is a fun game. Oh, this is a happy song. It's called Coming Over. Kind of, you know, when it gets going, I'll skip it a bit. It's just a happy kind of summer tune, you know.
I mean, it's not very wedding-y though.
It's not,
it?
No. This definitely, I hope this isn't my first dance, but I play it for the after party.
But what a first dance that would be. What would you even, how would you even dance?
I guess you'd have to shuffle and do various techno things.
It would definitely go viral.
Yeah, my wife would not
be happy. And we're going to go for the other half.
Yes.
This song will play at your funeral.
Well, this is a bit of nothing but thieves, so this is a pretty rocking funeral.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Itch.
Itch. I mean, that's a hell of a funeral.
Yeah, I think people are going to be crying tears whilst rocking out.
That's all you need. This song describes your day.
Sometimes a good feeling. That's what it's called.
Have you got a good feeling today?
Yeah. The view outside was nice. I got a good feeling.
You got to see the
this
McDonald's.
This is probably the one that's worked the best, I'd say, so far.
You came past Laser Quest. That's all you need. This song describes your week.
I don't trust myself with loving you. So
it's alright, James, that happens all the time. It's
oh,
fine.
Goodness. Okay. One of those weeks, you know.
Okay, this next one. What are your weekend plans?
If you wouldn't mind. No. Maybe that's me saying don't ask.
Let's do another one for that
okay,
one.
Okay, okay. Brother. I guess I'm going to hang out with my brother. I have a little brother.
Okay.
He plays video games to death.
Which is the perfect way
to spend
your weekend.
Yeah, I'd do that. I'd spend the weekend doing that.
This next one's a big one. This is your theme song. This song is how your entire life is revolved around.
Oh, I really hope this is a nice one. Over and Over Again by Nathan Sykes. Maybe that means I'm very thoughtful. I think
maybe.
Of things over and over again. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't say this describes my life. It might describe an aspect of me.
It's the game. I mean,
it's the game. You can't.
These are the rules.
Understood.
And we're going to go this song. This is the dark one, but this is the one where it works quite well.
Okay.
So I did this one with Molly from the Saturdays. I said this song describes how you'll die, and the song Quickie by Miguel came on. So this song describes how you'll die.
Oh, my goodness. Red Fur is the name of the song.
There you go.
So there, I'll get maybe suffocated by red fur or
maybe,
something.
Maybe. Like a tiger.
That would be kind of cool. If I'm going to die, I'd like to die by tiger.
I mean, it's one way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
This song describes how I will die.
Good luck. A guillotine. This song's actually called Guillotine. That is incredible. Oh, my God.
And that's the situation where it works.
That is the best
I mean,
possible. I could go through this whole playlist and there wouldn't be a better one for that question.
I mean, I hope not because...
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know what the situation will be where that would happen, but...
I mean, we'd have to go back in time.
I suppose it's a quick way to do it. This song plays in your head when you see somebody that you fancy.
Please Forgive Me.
Please Forgive Me for fancying. Yes.
It's a very polite way of saying it.
And the final one, yes, for the final entry into the Playlist Shuffle game. This song describes this interview.
White flag.
You surrender.
That kind of means I surrender, doesn't it?
You surrender to the interview.
I'll take that. Very
we'll
nice.
Take that. And yes, on that note, let's hit play on your new single. Can I leave you to introduce that on KMFM, please?
Yes. This song is called When You Love Someone. I hope you guys love it.
Cool. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Come home early after class. Don't be hanging around the back of the schoolyard.